ओम शांति। सभी को ओम शांति का मंत्र तो पक्का हो ही गया है।
All of you will have already made the mantra of Om Shanti very firm.
अभी अभी गीत हम सुन रहे थे।
I was just listening to the song.
तो उसमें लाइन बहुत अच्छी थी।
And there was a very beautiful line in the song.
कि हम किस्मत यानी भाग्य के धनी है। धनी कहते हैं जिसके पास बहुत धन होता है ना, तो उसको कहते हैं धनी।
We are a treasure store of fortune.
तो गीत की लाइन थी।
And so the line of the song.
तो हम किस्मत के धनी हैं।
That we are treasure stores of fortune.
तो हर एक अपने आप को देखे।
Each one should look at himself or
herself. कि भाग्य तो हम सबको मिला है।
That we've all received our fortune.
क्योंकि विदाता
Because we found the bestower of fortune. And what is the bestower of fortune going to give us? Our fortune, isn't he? So he's distributed fortune to all of us. Because Baba has a huge, the biggest treasure store. And so he's distributed the fortune with a big and generous heart.
But
Baba has distributed this fortune with a generous heart. How much have we attained those treasures? And that fortune, and how much do we remain in the happiness and the intoxication and the faith of having found such a fortune? The first foundation is faith.
भगवान द्वारा हमको भाग्य मिला है।
That through God I have received my fortune.
हमारा दाता है।
The bestower of fortune is my bestower. There is this faith, first of all. Then there will also be intoxication as a result.
देखो किसको लॉटरी मिलती है।
Look what happens today. What if somebody wins the lottery? Even if it's a small lottery in number or a big lottery, but yet that person experiences the intoxication of having won a lottery. In the physical sense, when you achieve anything, then you experience the intoxication of having achieved something. So if there is faith, then there is definitely intoxication. And if there is intoxication, then there will definitely be happiness. So let me look at myself. One is to know myself. Second is to accept myself.
चलना।
And thirdly is having accepted myself to move along on the basis of that acceptance. So out of these three stages, let me check myself. Where am I? Have I only just come? Have I come up to just knowing myself? Or have I accepted myself? Or am I moving along on the basis of those two?
Practical मालूम पड़ता है चलन।
Because practically, everything is reflected through your face and your behavior. They act as a mirror. If you want to recognize anyone, then what mirror will you use to recognize a person? Be it yourself or be it someone else, it will be the face and it will be the behavior. They will act as a mirror. So in the beginning, Baba would tell us, if somebody asks you, how are you? When somebody meets someone, the first thing they ask is, how are you? What's happening? And so if somebody is to ask you, how are you? Then what are you going to say? What is our state? It's one of happiness. We are happy. Full of happiness. So are all of you happy? And then Baba, Avyakt Baba, whenever Baba gives Yad Pyar, love and remembrances, then he uses one word a lot. That word is Sada. constantly. So is our happiness constant? And when they ask about our state, is our happiness constant? When they ask about how we move, do we move like an angel?
So
our happiness and our angelic form is visible through our face and behavior. The first sign of an angel is to be double light. An angel will walk in such a way that even whilst they're walking, it'll be as if they're flying. It's not that they're off the ground, but they have such intoxication. They're full of such the happiness and the intoxication of such happiness. And that happiness is sparkling and shimmering on their faces, that when others see such a person, they'll feel that this one is flying. So it's not that they're physically flying, but it's because of their elevated and high stage that others experience them to be flying. So Baba says, that the movement of a farishta, an angel, is to be double light. We experience heaviness because of two things. And it may be in knowledge or without knowledge. Whatever life is led, usually we experience heaviness due to two things. And we need to check these two things. First is the attraction of the old world. Everything comes in the word world. Our relationship, our possessions, whatever exists in the world, and it's not, we're talking about the old world, not the new world. The old world, when there is the attraction of anything in the old world, there's people, situations, relationships, connections, they may be laukik or alaukik connections. The alaukik relationships, the attraction of alaukik relationships are no less either. And then the second aspect that brings heaviness are our sanskars. After coming into jnana, whilst moving along, we are often stopped by our sanskaras. Our obstacles are created by our own sanskaras. In other words, the sanskara can also be called our nature. Or another word that we can use for this is that it's not what we mean, it's not our meaning, but it just happened. We didn't mean to do this or say this, but it just happened. This tells us that whatever sanskara we have is moving us and is making us heavy. It's a burden on us. And so we have two burdens, the attraction of the old world and of our old sanskaras. And so we need to check inside ourselves. Is there any kind of attraction towards the old world or old sanskaras?
Koi bhi sanskar.
You can feel this for yourself. Check this for yourself. If anyone else tries to make you realize, you won't realize to that extent. But if you look inside and check your mind will accept. And yes, your mind accepts there's an attraction. I do understand inside that subtly I have this subtle weakness. But if somebody points it out to me, that you have a little bit, even if somebody gives me a signal in a royal way, that just check yourself a little bit in this aspect. Nowadays, nobody can listen to anything, any straight directions. If somebody was to give, straight directions, the person opposite would turn around and give back even greater directions. So Baba says, don't give directions, don't give teachings, but remain in the form of being of forgiveness and then give teachings.
कि 63 जन्म के जो देह भान के संस्कार है ना
the 63 births we've accumulated the sanskaras of body consciousness and it's these sanskaras of body consciousness
और बाबा ने
that work from time to time in the form of maya and baba has said these sanskaras will emerge in a royal form They will not come in the gross form. They won't attract you in their gross form. But the time now is they will be attractive in their subtle form. And the language will be, oh, this is okay. What is it in this anyway? This happens anyway. And so Baba says, you now understand the gross form of the vices. We know them and Maya knows them too. That if I go to them in my gross form, they're clever. They've already recognized the gross form of the vices. So now the sanskaras dress themselves up in a royal form, in a subtle form. So you won't experience anger, gross anger, let's say. But sometimes, amongst yourselves, let's say somebody gets a good opportunity, and when you see that person, you'll say, well, I don't have jealousy, but maybe I should get a chance as well. I should get a chance, but when you ask, you don't receive anything by just asking.
Activity,
our activity,
हमारी जो चलन है,
our behavior,
हमारा जो चेहरा है,
our face,
वो सुते ही हमको भाग्य अपना बनाता है.
That will automatically help us to create our fortune. You don't receive anything by just asking for something. Some say, I should receive a little bit of respect from someone, from this person maybe. Baba has said, those who ask for respect, they will never finish their desire for receiving respect. They will always seek it, and they will never feel fulfilled. Respect is automatically received on the basis of your face, your activity, and your behavior. If you want respect, then if we give respect, then in return we will receive respect. If we remain stable in our self-respect, then we will automatically receive respect. So we have to note this now.
कोई भी सूक्ष्म रूप में हमारे फ्रिश्ते लाइफ में
that in my angelic life, am I experiencing any kind of subtle burden in any way whatsoever?
अगर बोझ है
if there is a burden,
तो हमको फ्रिश्ता बनने नहीं
then it won't let me become a फरिश्ता, an angel.
क्योंकि फरिश्ता
बिकॉज अ फरिश्ता
का अर्थ ही है
द मीनिंग ऑफ फरिश्ता
एक तो कोई भी काम कर्म करते हैं चाहे सेवा करो चाहे कुछ भी करो
इज दैट नो मैटर व्हाट एक्टिविटी सच अ वन डज
कर्म में भी संबंध संपर्क में भी हल्कापन
There is lightness in that activity. There is a feeling of lightness in that activity, in interactions and relationships. Even when we come into connection and relationship within the Brahmin family, there is lightness. There is lightness in our nature. Just as sometimes we say, well, what can I do? My nature is like that. What can I do?
So
we become heavy with our own nature.
अपने को वो देख
we don't want something to happen, but it happens anyway, and then we say, well, what can we do? It's our nature anyway. My swabhav, my nature is like that. I don't mean it. My intentions are good, but this is my nature. And so it's because of this.
Frishta, jiske dil mein,
that I can't experience the stage of a Farishta.
A Farishta
is one
sankalp ke roop mein bhi aakarshan hai,
in whose heart there is no attraction, even in thoughts, towards any old sanskaras.
Farishta mana koi bhi purane sanskar ki attack dil mein nahi.
There is no attack of any old sanskaras on the heart.
So, usko uski dil mein kyun bava baith?
Why? Because in a Farishta's heart, there is only Baba
mandar
sitting.
Yahan India mein to aap logo ne bhi dekhi hai mandar ya.
You've seen the temples
Lekin
here in India.
Mandar hote hai,
whatever temples there are.
Mandar. उसमें आप देखो मूर्ति को जहां भी बिठाएंगे
wherever they place a murti is an image,
सफाई करेंगे,
it's a stone idol, they'll wash it, they'll place incense sticks near it,
क्योंकि मूर्ति है,
because it's an image, a murti. If you go into any temple
और देखो सफाई तो है नहीं तो कहेंगे मंदिर अच्छा,
and you think and you see that there isn't cleanliness, then you will say, well, this temple isn't good, it's not worthy of having this idol or this image in the temple.
तो दिल में हमारे बाबा बैठे,
and so in order to allow Baba to be seated in our heart and to be merged in our heart, then just think, if there is the slightest bit of attraction to the old world and the old sanskaras, then that's dust and that's rubbish in our hearts, isn't it? How do you think Baba can stay in such an environment?
संसार संस्कार की आकर्षण,
either it will be the attraction of the old world and the old sanskaras, or it will be Baba.
इकट्ठे नहीं होंगे,
कभी कभी
बाबा हेल्प थोड़ी कर भी देवे,
okay, sometimes Baba will help,
मदद थोड़ी कर भी देवे,
he will give help, but what is that anyway?
तो फरिश्ते की दिल माना,
so the heart of फरिश्ता,
जिसमें सदा बाबा विराजमान,
is a heart in which Baba is constantly seated.
और जहाँ बाबा दिल में बैठा है,
and if Baba is seated in the heart,
वहाँ याद क्या रहेगा?
Then
दिल में ही तो याद रहती है ना.
Where will remembrance remain?
दिल में हमारे बाबा बसा हुआ.
Remembrance is merged in our heart. Baba is seated in our heart. There's nothing else in our heart, so there's no question of having remembrance. And if you don't remember Baba, who else are you going to remember? You won't have to make the effort to remember, but there will be the automatic experience of natural remembrance, because there's nothing else in our heart except Baba.
हमने बाबा को बिठा दिए दिल में.
I've made Baba sit in my heart.
और कोई बैठ ही नहीं सकता वैसे.
Nobody else can sit in my heart.
जहाँ बाप है वहाँ पाप नहीं.
They say it anyway, that wherever there is the father,
बाप,
there can be no sin, बाप, and wherever there is sin, बाप, the father cannot remain.
तो हमारे दिल में
remain. So let me check in my heart. Okay, the mind may experience waste thoughts, but that has an impact on the heart. They may not be bad or negative, but they're waste.
And Mama ne humko bahut acha bataya tha.
And Mama had explained one time to us very well.
Uske panch darwaze hai.
That waste thoughts have 5 doors of entry.
जहाँ से waste thoughts आती है दरवाजे.
And it's these doors that waste thoughts enter.
अगर आप वो पांच दरवाजे बंद कर दो ना,
if you close these 5 doors,
आपको waste thoughts कभी नहीं है.
Then you will never have any waste thoughts.
वो वेस्ट थॉट्स के दरवाजे हैं.
The doors पहला दरवाजा of entry of waste thoughts. The first door is the door of the question
कोई
why.
भी आप देखो, सोचो.
Just think about it.
When
you've had, if you've had any waste thoughts, I'm sure all of you will have experienced a lot of waste thoughts. Just observe them. The first question that arises is why? Why
then?
When you say why,
Q,
then a Q forms. One is Q. Why? The second is kya, what? The third is who? Fourth is when? Until when will this karmic account continue?
Kyun, kya, kab, kaise, aur kaun?
And the fifth is how?
Ye panch kya kehta hai?
Kab, kaise, kaun?
Mama
why,
thi,
what, how, when, where. These five begin with ka, q, and who makes the noise of a crow. Constantly, it's the crows that come and perch themselves on the window and make a very harsh sound.
Mama kehti hai ki aap ho hans.
Together with this, Mama said to us, put the crow to one side, on the other side place a swan. What will you like? Will you like the crow or will you like the swan? So Mama used to explain this to us when we were little. Mama said, if you become a crow, then just think about it, you're Baba's child. Who are you? And you've become a crow? By
Mama
asking, kyu, kya, kaise. And so Mama would...
Maya ki baaton se.
And so Mama would explain to us in this way,
dekho,
to help us to see
hai,
Maya. Look at the swan. The swan has a great power of discrimination. And Baba now says to us, you're not just a swan, but you're a holy swan.
Hans.
A holy hans in Hindi.
तो हंस की परखने की विशेषता होती है.
So the speciality of a hans is the power of discrimination. It's able to separate the jewels from the stones. It will never pick stones.
तो हमको holy hans है ना हम.
So we are holy
swans.
So these doors of waste thoughts,
usko band kar.
We need to close these doors.
Jab kyun aata hai, to
if
Baba
the word why enters,
question hai.
Then Baba asks the question,
ka question kaise utha?
How come
tumhara
the question of why has arisen in your mind? What is your title? Your title is of being Trikaldashi, the knower of three aspects of time. We say this, don't we? That this is our self-respect to be Trikaldashi. So if we are Trikaldashi, we know the three aspects of time. Then we know what is good and what creates loss for us. How can somebody who is Trikaldashi even have a question arise in their mind about why? And you know that you have to settle your karmic accounts here, so why do you have to ask, who is this, why are they here, what is this? So each one of us has to close this gate. The gate of why. Be Trikaldashi and understand why this is happening. Okay, let's say this karmic account that's been forged and it's a bitter account with somebody. Okay, we may have finished our account in words and physically, but maybe in the mind there is the experience of this karmic bondage, this karmic account. And yes, we will consider it and accept it to be a bitter account, but when are we going to settle it? If there is the slightest bit of karmic accounts left,
चीज किसी भी देश में ले जाओ
Then just imagine, just for example, when you enter the airport, there's customs. If you bring in any goods illegally, you get caught. You can't go through the green channel. You have to stop at the red channel. And so it's the same here as well. When you stop in the red channel, then you will definitely have to cross the river of Dharamraj. There won't be a green light there. The experience of holding Baba's hand and moving across.
Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba ke saath, hum seedha hi saath mein param dham mein pahunch jaye.
There won't be the experience of holding Baba's hand, Brahma Baba's hand, Shiv Baba's hand, and experiencing them to take us straight to Param Dham. So when we engage and we allow these waste thoughts to enter, then we get stuck in the red channel. And we have to experience Dharamraj. And so Baba gives us a signal that if anything happens, it will happen suddenly. Baba's told us this as well.
Baba had said,
there was a huge gathering in Diamond Hall, and Baba said, okay, look, there's such a huge gathering here, and even if in 5 or 10 minutes there's going to be destruction, I'm not going to tell you about it, it's going to happen suddenly. So just think about it. If something is going to happen suddenly, and my burden of waste thoughts is still there. And if this burden, if I'm still experiencing this burden, then how on earth am I going to become an angel? If there's any kind of burden, and our burden is left behind, and we're carrying a burden, do you think that's going to let us move forward? What does an angel do? An angel flies. So if there's any kind of slight burden of waste thoughts, of my sanskaras, of any kind of attraction, any subtle burden, then we won't be able to go with Baba. We'll have to stop in between.
कोई छिपी हुई चीज कोई ले आता है उसकी हालत क्या होती है देखो
if somebody hides something and brings it in, what do you think their condition will be? They'll be stopped. Police will catch them and will treat them very severely. In fact, they beat them up so badly.
इसीलिए बाबा कहता है.
And this is why Baba says,
कि अपने आप को चेक करो.
Check yourself.
देखो देह बहन के संस्कार है ना तेसर जन्म के.
Because we've got तो हमने देखा है संस्कारों of body consciousness from 63 births.
बात तो जरूर किसके कनेक्शन में होंगी अब.
Okay, let's say something happens. Either in connection.
मानो कोई हमको इशारा.
Let's say someone's given us a signal.
In
a royal way, they've given us a signal about our sanskaras. And yes, we understand that it's wrong, what we've done is wrong. That's not right. But, you know, it's okay. It happens anyway, doesn't it? Or if somebody says something, they say, well, Daddy, okay, it's right. But Daddy, because this person said this, then I have to say it back to them. Or Daddy, they said something, they said so much, but I had to say something in return. I only said one word in return. And so they try to shift the blame onto someone else, to try and avoid accepting responsibility for their actions, they shift the blame onto someone else. This is a sanskara of body consciousness. This is what occurs because we've carried this sanskara for 63 births. And so even if a trace of this sanskar remains, we endeavor to carry it on in its royal form, excuse it in this way, and carry it, that it's okay, I just did a little bit. And it's this sanskara that will deceive us, according to the time.
So Baba ne kaha na, to jo abhi samjha baat ko chalayenga, chal gayi.
Okay, you've excused yourself from taking responsibility. What will Daddy say? Daddy will say, well, okay, given you a signal, now it's up to them, it's their fortune.
But
if this samskara continues of excusing yourself in this way, and excusing your own samskara, then Baba will also make you move in the same way. You won't receive your inheritance for 21 births. You will also be excused from receiving your attainments from Baba. Baba's no less. However much effort you make, to that extent you will receive the reward. You won't come into the royal family, first of all. You'll come later.
इसीलिए आजकल के समय की जो बाबा की लहर है ना
today, according, वो ये so nowadays, है according to Baba's wave, this is what the wave that Baba's asking us to check on. The soul is its own friend and its own enemy. Check yourself in these aspects.
और बाबा कहता है तीव्र पुरुषार्थ करो.
And Baba's asking us to make intense effort.
Tivar Purusharath ka matlab kya hai?
What is the meaning of intense effort?
Ya sansar ki akarshan hai, usko abhi khatam karo. Kyunki bahut kaal ka hisab hai.
To finish any kind of subtle attraction to the old world and old sanskara now. Don't just say, oh, well, in the last bit, this is the last bit left. I just have a little bit left and it'll be finished by the end. No. Baba says two things about this. One is that God has given you these teachings and you haven't become complete on the basis of God's teachings, but time has made you complete. So who is your teacher? Is it God or is it time? Is it Shiv Baba? Or is it time? Time is your creation. So your teacher, is it the creation or is it the creator? Who is your teacher? Is it time? If I consider that, oh, I just have a little bit left, it'll be all right by the end, and you try and console yourself in this way, where you can't become complete now, you can't be perfect now anyway, yeah, there's a little bit always left. You console yourself in this way, Baba doesn't speak to you like this, but you speak to yourself like this. This may indicate that time is your teacher. And then secondly, Baba cautions us that if you haven't made effort over a long period of time, then how will you receive your kingdom in the future for a long period of time? When we sit in yoga, we think, today, I have to be a lighthouse and a might house and give light and might. And then in between, a waste thought enters. Whatever it may be an aspect of the past. And it may come in the form of a thought. Why does it enter even when we don't want it to enter? We battle against it to prevent it from coming, yet why does it come? You all have had this experience, have you not? Why does it enter? Because it's a sanskara that we've created over a long period of time for 63 births. And it's that sanskara having been created over a long period of time that comes in the form of obstacle. And so just think about it.
श्रेष्ठ नहीं होऊंगा
इफ वी हैवंट हैड द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ एलिवेटेड एफर्ट ओवर अ लॉन्ग पीरियड ऑफ टाइम देन वी विल बी डिसीव्ड एट द एंड लुक एट योर योगा प्रैक्टिकली Our thoughts deceive us, our sanskaras deceive us, the sanskaras that have been created over a long period of time. So if we haven't made effort in the right way over a long period of time, then these old sanskaras will deceive us at the end. This is why Baba says, don't become loose in this. Don't be careless or make even the slightest mistake in this respect.
ज्ञान के जीवन में ब्रह्मांड जीवन में जितना आगे बढ़ते हैं ना
टू द एक्सटेंट दैट यू मूव फॉरवर्ड इन दिस ब्रह्मांड लाइफ देयर आर टू थिंग्स दैट कम इन अ रॉयल फॉर्म
अलबेलापन
वन इज अ रॉयल फॉर्म ऑफ केयरलेसनेस
दूसरा राय रूप का आलस
इज अ रॉयल फॉर्म ऑफ लेजीनेस
वो व्यर्थ संकल्प या बॉडी कॉन्शियस के
And they come in the form of waste thoughts. They won't come in the form of waste thoughts or body consciousness or a gross form of anger, but royal carelessness. Baba had asked us to have a sharing about what are the various forms of the royal forms of carelessness. So check.
बहुत काल का कुछ भी रहा हुआ तो नहीं
इज देयर एनीथिंग दैट इज रिमेनिंग दैट इज लेफ्ट ओवर फ्रॉम अ लॉन्ग पीरियड ऑफ टाइम एंड ओल्ड संस्कार दैट्स बीन क्रिएटेड ओवर अ लॉन्ग पीरियड ऑफ टाइम इज देयर एनी स्लाइटेस्ट ट्रेस ऑफ इट लेफ्ट
वर्ष का शुरू होने वाला है
द न्यू ईयर इज अबाउट टू बिगिन
तो उसके लिए हमारे मधुबन से बहुत अच्छी युक्तियां दी गई है
एंड देयर हैव बीन सम वंडरफुल युक्तिस बीन क्रिएटेड फ्रॉम मधुबन The 10 steps of Brahma Baba.
आपको मिला है या नहीं?
Whether you've received them or not.
तो हर समय एक एक कदम बाबा का क्योंकि बाबा जो मंजिल पर पहुंचा
Keep in mind every step of Baba's. He's reached his destination with having taken a step at a time.
जिस कदम पर हमको कदम रखना है
एंड सो एवरी स्टेप दैट बाबा हैज टेकन इट्स इन दोस स्टेप्स दैट वी हैव टू प्लेस आवर स्टेप्स वी जस्ट हैव टू फॉलो वी डोंट हैव टू थिंक फॉर आवरसेल्व्स इन एनी वे एट ऑल बाबा हैज सेड
के ऊपर फुट रखो ना
प्लेस योर फुट स्टेप्स इन माय स्टेप्स यू जस्ट हैव टू प्लेस योर फुट इन माय स्टेप्स
बाबा के 10 कदम
एंड सो ब्रह्मा बाबा हैज 10 स्टेप्स There is a list that has emerged from Madhuban.
मतलब 70 वर्ष के हिसाब से बनाया है हमको बड़ा अच्छा लगा
I read it and I liked it very much.
पुरुषार्थ के लिए कोई न कोई
There should always be a good. We do need some newness in our efforts, and so it's always good to have a method like this. One time Baba had spoken a murli on Brahma Baba's footsteps, following in the father's footsteps. And so this is why we have to look at our own efforts, we have to look at our own self. It's between me and Baba.
Baba hi mera sansar.
We say this anyway that Baba is our world.
Sansar mein hi to sab kuch hai na aur kya hai?
And what is there in our world? What is there in the world? Everything.
Sansar agar Baba ho gaya to sab usme aa gaya.
So Baba is our world, then everything is merged in our world.
Aur Baba jaise hi sanskar mere ko dharan karna hai.
And I have to imbibe Baba's sanskaras
तो
like Baba.
कदम पर कदम रखेंगे तभी तो होगा ना.
And it's when I place my steps in his steps that I'll be able to imbibe sanskaras like Baba.
इसीलिए बाबा कहते हैं.
And this is why Baba says, don't look at others. Pardarshan means to look at others.
जिसमें पर पर आता है.
There are three aspects in which we look outside. And the word in Hindi is par, anything to do with an external influence. And Baba had once said, cut these three words beginning with par. The first is par-darshan, looking at others. Par-chintan, thinking about others. And par-mat, following the dictates of others. Sometimes par-mat causes us a great loss. If we have to use the word par, then let it be for the benefit of everyone. Par-upakar.
So, ye par-chintan, par-darshan, ye sab automatically khatam ho
jayega. Let me do what I do for the benefit of others. When I am busy in engaging in benefiting others, then par-darshan, par-chintan and par-mat will finish. Because once I am busy, then everything else is finished. When someone's free, then waste enters. But if one is busy, then there won't be any unnecessary or waste thoughts created. And so I have to remain busy in the task of benefiting, uplifting others, par-upakari. And so Baba constantly is giving us new ways of making effort. We actually waste a lot of time when we think about others, look at others and follow the dictates of others. Baba had once made a little complaint to the children. He said, these children, when they have a very good vision to look in a great distance, but they don't have very good vision to look at themselves. They don't have very good near-sighted vision. And long-distance vision is very sharp. They have very good vision for looking at others, but not very good vision for looking at themselves. And it's because we have this sanskara over a long period of time, the 63 births, that it interferes in between the sanskara of looking at others, par-darshan. And so check yourself in between constantly.
Kai bhai ben kehte hai humko, bahut busy rehte hai log ke alokik.
Many brothers and sisters say, we remain very busy in our laukik life, alokik life. We don't have any time. We don't have any time to check ourselves. And I said to someone, do you drink water? Do you take some time to drink water in between? Of course, if you, no matter how busy you are, you must stop for a glass of water. You do stop for a glass of water, don't you? Yes, we do stop for a glass of water. How often do you drink a glass of water in the day? Maybe 5 or 6 times? So at the time of even drinking a glass of water, you'll be get up from where you are, you'll pick up a glass, you'll fill it with water, and then you'll drink it. It's okay, it's a habit to drink water. Your glass will automatically reach the lips, it won't go to the nose. It's a habit, it's a natural habit we have of drinking water. It's going to take at least a minute to drink that water. And we've got to check our own account, we've got to check ourselves. So in 1 minute, check yourself. You've got that time to check yourself, isn't it? You don't have to check anyone else. You've got to create your own account. So even in that 1 minute of drinking that glass of water, you can check yourself. Because if you take this time now in between to check yourself constantly, then what will happen is we'll save time later. Let's say after 4 hours you've checked yourself. But we've had 4 hours of ordinary effort. Let's say we've had 4 hours of ordinary stage and effort. And if we've had 4 hours of ordinary effort and it's not been bad, but those 4 hours won't come back into our hands again, will they? They will be marked in our register's ordinary effort. They won't return back to us again. If we check after every hour, then okay, a whole hour has gone, but at least we've saved 3 hours. And this is why Baba says, become your own checker and become your own maker. That is, change yourself. Transform yourself.
Check bhi karo.
Check yourself and change yourself. If you just check yourself, then you'll become disheartened. Well, my fortune is like this, and some will become Maharathi, some will become infantry. Nobody's going to come into the same number in the rosary. There'll be 108, they'll be number wise, and someone will become number 108 or 16,108. And, you know, I may have a part in this. So if you just check, you may become disheartened. We have to be careful not to become disheartened. Baba is with us here and now. Baba says, you take one step of courage and I am bound to you to take the next 1,000 steps. This is God's offer to you. And if we don't use God's offer, then what else are we going to say except drama?
But no,
we have to use every minute in a worthwhile way. We have to use every thought in a worthwhile way. This is what time is telling us now, because everything is going to happen suddenly. Now look, it's been 70 years now. Many have come in these 70 years. Nobody has played the part in creation. There has been the time for the creation of the whole yagya. And then many have come later. Sangam Yuga is a small age. And in this small age, if our time is cut even further, then how much of a reward can we claim in the future? So there needs to be a great deal of attention to every moment of this time now, so that we can accumulate as much as possible.
Baba says,
you have to pay attention, but don't pay the kind of attention that turns into tension. Some pay attention in such a way that they experience the tension of having attention. So don't maintain an attention-based attention. We are angels. All I say is just keep Baba seated in your heart. Keep it simple. Because whatever is in your heart, that will reflect itself in your activity and behavior. We have all recognized Baba. And Baba has also given us a certificate. That every one of my children is a special child, is a few out of multi-millions. Out of all these millions, there have been few out of a few that have recognized me and said, Mera Baba, my Baba. So Baba has given us the certificate of recognition. Once the soul says, my Baba, then the soul is recognized. Then there is a percentage to which that recognition is reflected in our behavior, in our face, in our efforts, in our dhyana. But the recognition is there. Whose vision has fallen on you? So we definitely have received one certificate for sure, and that's the certificate of recognizing Baba. I say, my Baba. These are definitely my special children. And so what are the VIPs in front of such special children? They are like Buddhus. They haven't recognized Baba. But these special children have. They may be ordinary, they may not have had an education, but they are special children because they've received the eyes to recognize God. This is not a small thing. So we've definitely received this one certificate of recognizing God. Even Baba says there's a lot of other certificates to claim as well. Baba had once said, each one needs to claim three certificates. One is the certificate of being content with the self. Not a false sense of contentment, but a contentment that comes from a real, deep, honest checking that yes, I'm okay. The second certificate, of contentment from the father. And a third certificate, of contentment from the family. Even sometimes there are souls that says, oh, I have connection with Shiv Baba, I don't need the family, it's just Baba, Baba. We're not just establishing a religion here, we're establishing a kingdom as well. And so the certificate has to be claimed from the family now. Okay, I've recognized Baba, I like Gyan, and I'm making good effort. But what is Brahma Baba anyway? Okay, maybe some will even like Brahma Baba, but they may experience some tension in the family, and so they think, well, why should we keep a connection with the family anyway? We have a connection with Baba, we make good effort, we know Gyan. And Baba asks such a soul, do you want to come into the rosary? In the rosary, a bead has a connection with another bead, and each of the beads have a connection with the dual bead. Each bead is connected to each other, so if you want to become a bead of the rosary, a bead is connected to another bead. If there is any break in between, then you can't make a proper rosary. And so what is the connection of a bead with each bead? It's the connection with the family, isn't it? The connection with the dual bead is our connection with Baba. We need a family. It's very important that we're not just establishing a religion here, we're establishing a kingdom. Other religious founders come down and just establish a religion, but here we're establishing a kingdom. So remember this, you have to come into the rosary. Om Shanti.